Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 12th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. Both Gartner and IDC have released their respective reports on the PC industry for the second quarter of 2019. The two reports, however, paint very different pictures of the industry as a whole, as well as for Mac shipments. IDC reports that the PC industry shipped 64.9 million units during the second quarter, an increase of 4.7% year over year. For Apple specifically, however, IDC estimates that Mac shipments hit 4.07 million units, which is up 9.6% compared to last year. That puts Apple in fifth place with 6% of the PC industry market share. Meanwhile, Gartner's data has several differences compared to IDC's. On an industry-wide basis, Gartner estimates that PC makers shipped 63 million units, which is up 1.5% year-over-year. For Apple specifically, Gartner estimates Mac shipments of 3.7 million units, which is actually down slightly year-over-year. Of note, IDC and Gartner both report shipments, not sales, and during the second quarter of 2019, many PC makers shipped a surplus of desktops and notebooks due to the threat of increased tariffs as trade concerns between the US and China loom. Thus, estimates could be artificially higher for this quarter. The differences between the estimations offered by Gartner and IDC make it extremely hard to know which to believe. Gartner's data indicates that Apple's Mac shipments have hit their lowest point since 2014, while IDC's data paints a more optimistic picture. Ultimately, the important thing to know is that IDC and Gartner reports are just estimates based on the supply chain inventory and other factors. Apple itself no longer reports Mac unit sales, which makes it even more challenging to verify the accuracy of this type of data. Ahead of Apple TV Plus launching later this year, a new report from the Wall Street Journal takes a broader look at the expanding production budgets of streaming TV services and their original content. The report details that companies like Amazon and Netflix have significantly ramped up their budget for original content over the last several years. For instance, Netflix originally spent around $4.5 million per episode for House of Cards, but now many newcomers are shelling out between $8 million and $15 million per episode for original TV. For Apple specifically, the report says that the company is spending nearly $15 million per episode to produce its sci-fi drama, C. The series stars Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones and Aquaman and has been described as a world-building drama set centuries in the future. It was one of the shows teased at Apple's March event, and it's believed to be a flagship offering of Apple TV+. Apple was originally reported to have a budget of around $1 billion for its original content and TV shows, but it's unclear if it has stuck to that budget or expanded it. A report last year said that Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon were both netting huge payouts for their The Morning Show drama, which is also set to come to Apple TV+. The two are said to have earned upward of $1.25 million per episode, so it's clear that Apple is willing to spend for its original content. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. We all know mirroring MacBooks and iPhones to Apple TV is easy, but do you ever wish that your Apple TV could do more? That's where Ditto comes in. With Ditto, you can let anyone wirelessly share their screen, whether it's Mac, Windows, Android, Chrome, or iOS, to the Apple TVs in your workspace. It works with just the hardware you already have, and it's incredibly simple to use. If you're already using Apple TVs in your office, Ditto is the easiest way to give your guests and employees seamless screen mirroring access to share content, no matter what device they're using. You can try Ditto for free for 30 days now at goditto.com. That's goditto.com, and my thanks to Ditto for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Now, let's hand it over to Trevor Doherty from 9 to 5 Toys, who has a roundup of some of the best deals worth checking out this weekend. Trevor?
Headlining today's best deals at 9 to 5 Toys is up to $250 off Apple's latest 11 and 12.9-inch iPad Pros. This is a match of the best price discount we've seen at Amazon all time, and also a great chance to save on both models, which are rarely discounted at the same time. Also today only, Apple's MacBook Pros start at $1,230 in a certified refurbished sale over at Woot. You'll find all of our top picks linked in the show notes below and over at 9to5toys.com. And don't forget, Prime Day starts on Monday. We'll have all of the best deals throughout the two-day event at 9to5toys. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the best deals.
Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include an opinion piece from Trevor Doherty in which he explains how Apple's new $999 MacBook Air and its Beats Education deal is one of the most compelling in recent years. Meanwhile, we also highlighted a fun story that shows what happens when you lose an AirPod in the New York City subway station. Also notable, Apple has kicked off its latest Apple Pay promotion, offering a free order of French fries every Friday in July when you use Apple Pay in the McDonald's app. Find all of the details to that in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. If you like the podcast, please subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, it would be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and review to help more people find the show. Additionally, I want to thank Ditto for sponsoring this week's episodes of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Sponsors like Ditto help us keep making the show, bringing you new episodes 5 days per week. As always, read all of these stories on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And I thank you all very much for listening this week, and come back on Monday for another week of Apple News.